Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, welcome into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Full show tonight. We got three guests, one of them in studio. In the next 25 minutes, we will chat with him about several different things. An event coming up here later this week, as well as some football with Pete Najarian, who will join us here. He's already in studio hanging out with us here for the first couple of segments. Then we'll talk with him at 6:30. But I wanted to start tonight's conversation and show with the fact that, and this is a topic I actually wanted to get into last week but didn't get a chance to get to it, so I'm going to get into it now, is I question and wonder, what is the proper penalty for bad parenting? Okay? We know that parents are protectors. They are entrusted to raise their children the best possible way that they can. And we also know that not every parent has the same resources, education, support system, all the things, right, etc. Every parent is unique. And they're unique because every human being is unique in some way. But the responsibility of being a parent isn't, or shouldn't be, different in any way. If you are a parent, you are entrusted to do what you're supposed to do to raise your children to be the best people that they can be. You're tasked with the single biggest responsibility in the world, and that's raising a child to be a productive human being. But we also know that being a human being, in life we all make mistakes. And a lot of the time, there are penalties and there are consequences for those mistakes, which brings to mind this situation here locally. A woman by the name of Cassie Turianen, 39, of Cokato, she was charged in Wright County District Court last week with three felonies, okay? Possession of meth, storing an illicit drug in the presence of a child, and child endangerment in connection with her six-year-old daughter and a five-year-old boy falling ill on September the 10th at the Cokato Elementary School. So this is the situation. Her daughter was taken to Buffalo Hospital, where she initially showed significant signs of impairment, the criminal complaint read. The girl recovered quickly and gave a statement to law enforcement and human services the next day. Now, Cassie has a history of, and this is the parent, has a history of in Minnesota, of drug and alcohol offenses, and whose parental rights have been the subject of court action. So the story is, according to the complaint, deputies were called to the school where a nurse determined that the two children, okay, ages, again, 6 and 5, were showing signs of an overdose after eating chocolate during morning snack time. Staff reported the two had been laughing and crying while acting off. And so essentially what occurred was, and they found in a garbage can, packaging for something called a Melt Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bar. And we know what this is, right? This is now we live in this age of,
you want to get high?
Yeah, THC and just, yeah, exactly. All right, so the 10-piece bar's label was marked for adults only and said the effects of eating the chocolate depended on how much was eaten, 1 to 2 pieces, as a micro melt, 3 to 4 pieces, a mindful melt, 5 or more as melt away. Okay? So, because these are edibles. this is the deal. And this is the question that I have for you at 651-461-9226. How do we look at this and come up with the appropriate penalty? And I say that out of extreme curiosity, because depending on what happens oftentimes with children, we are either heavy-handed or lenient, and we more times than not are more lenient when bad things happen, and we look at the parent based on the result. I'll give you a perfect example.
Okay.
We've seen numerous times if a parent makes a mistake with, like, a gun gets into the hands of a child, right? Or something happens that results in a child's death. We all have a heart. We all will look and say it was accidental and stuff like that or whatever, right? And it's really hard to punish in many ways, depending, and all stories are unique, right?
Sure. It's a case by case.
It's a case by case. But punishing the parent even more if a child dies, because you know that that parent is already traumatized knowing that their child is no longer here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen instances where it's clearly negligence on behalf of the man or woman, or the parent. But we say to ourselves, and I'm not saying every judge or every juror or whatever says the same thing, but a lot of times you'll see cases and they'll be like, we're not going to lock them up and throw away the
key. It's different levels of negligence.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here, clearly this woman has had issues with, abuse issues, mm-hmm. Alcohol abuse issues. Kid gets into the edibles. They get into the chocolate. And they have to be hospitalized. Now, according to the documents, court documents, they say that, and this is through the sheriff's office too, that the mother claims that it wasn't in the fridge, it wasn't like out in the open, whatever, which to me that's irrelevant. Because if the kid gets into it, the kid gets into it, right?
Yes.
We say that all the time. We say that about guns.
It doesn't matter where it's at.
Exactly. Kids. So that's not necessarily an excuse. But what do you think needs to be the proper next steps, I ask you, Chris Tubbs?
Oh, boy. It's so hard for me with this, because I look at it and I would compare this to people that have alcohol in their fridge and to be like, hey, this is daddy water. This is mommy. Well, however you phrase it, to let the kids know, this is not for your consumption. This is for adults. So I feel like even if you don't have this chocolate where the kids are at, you need to let them know, hey, this is not your chocolate. This is for adults. And I think kids are smart enough to know, because if they see chocolate, naturally they're going to be drawn to it. So it's so hard. I mean, if the kids are going to recover, but you've also
they've recovered,
mm-hmm. but this is a recurring issue in terms of possession. And now that these edibles, these gummies are legal, it's so hard because you're not using anything that's illegal. You know what I mean? Like, this is, it's legal in the sense that you can possess it.
All right, so let me add another layer to this. And love to get your reaction at 651-461-9226. The sheriff's office searched her home and found fentanyl, meth, and various drug paraphernalia in multiple rooms. There was meth near a child's cup and clothing. And according to the complaint, it says the meth, fentanyl, and drug paraphernalia were all within reach and accessible to a child. Now, in May of 2022,
that changes it,
because there's layers to this. In May of 2022, she was stopped in Lake City in southeastern Minnesota, and she was charged with drunken driving. Two children were in her vehicle at the time. A plea agreement led to the drunken driving charge being dropped in exchange for her admitting to driving after her license had been revoked and having an open bottle of liquor in her vehicle.
Oh, no. Now I feel like I went off a little easy on her. You gotta
lock her up.
You gotta lock her up at this point, because it's one thing if you
or what do we just do about custody then?
Well, I don't, is this like a...
Because already it's 50-50.
Oh, it's already 50-50.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, what's the father like, though? We don't know what the father's side is like, so I'm not going to get into the custody thing, but the mother, absolutely, if you've got meth...
And they're not together. They're not together. They're not together.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, that's what a 50-50
can. Yeah, 50-50. Yep, yep.
But, man, if you're talking about multiple drugs and fentanyl throughout and a repeated destructive pattern of behavior, then there are some serious issues you have to take care of. I would look at removing the kids from that completely. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if, not adoption, but a foster home, something to give those kids a chance. Because right now,
the kids.
Because right now, that mom's got to get herself
the right. The other kid that got into the chocolate was a friend of the daughter. It wasn't.
That's awful.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. Your texts are coming in. Love a phone call or two. We do that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the texts are rolling in. 651-461-9226. From the 763, they are 5 and 6. And to be clear, it's the 6-year-old is with the parent. The 5-year-old happens to be just
the friend.
A friend at the school. Parents should be punished. This kid doesn't have a chance with her. From the 952, the child should be removed from the house. This one from the 612. Henry, I worked in child protection and can tell you that some people have no business raising children. Listen, I worked in schools for, 17, 18 years? And, I've definitely seen some things. They go on to say they didn't ask to be born into this. They deserve a chance to have a life in a home where they are safe and well cared for. Just because you can have kids doesn't mean you should be raising them. Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Henry, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you, man? It's been a while.
Good. I know it's been a while. Been a little busy.
All right. How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing good.
All right, so what is your take on this?
Well, you asked what should be done with this parent.
Yep.
Prosecute to the fullest extent of the law.
Okay.
Absolutely. Get the kid out of there. I don't care through child protection or whatever means. Get him out of there. I'm a gun owner, and there are clear laws that state that my guns have to be locked up if there's a child present in the house. Well, they pretty much stay in there all the time because you never know when my granddaughter might stop by or some of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like to smoke a little pot once in a while. Well, guess where my weed is? Locked up in the gun room.
Mm.
Hold on. Hold on a second. I got to...
Hey, tell Scooby-Doo to calm down. Tell Scooby-Doo to calm down.
Shut up.
There we go. I think we got him. But, no, I keep my weed in the same room as the gun law. As the guns, under lock and key.
Hey, your dog does not listen to you. Hey, let me ask you this. Full transparency here, Jeff. And you know, me and you, we have a nice little conversation. We've been the last couple of years. But be honest, have you ever called the Lake Show under the influence?
Yep.
My dude, my man.
Well, I mean, you know, you're open until 9 p.m.
We're open.
I may have had a beverage or two when I felt motivated to talk about the Twins or something.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. So to be clear, when you look at this situation, because of how many strikes this Perrin has had, the struggles that they continue to have time and time and time again, and just the fact that, like, they had the search and the sheriff's office says that there was fentanyl, meth, and other stuff that was, you know, within reach of a child, you say fullest extent of the law.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it should not even have gone this far. But, well, it has. So, yep, pour it on her. Pour the whole thing on her.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. To me, I feel like everything is a case-by-case situation. In this case, like, it's pretty egregious.
This seems pretty extreme.
It is extreme.
It is very, very extreme.
And if she lived in Hennepin County and it was Mary Moriarty, she probably let her off the hook. Because that's what Mary does all the time. Is she just let people off the hook for offenses.
Moriarty party. Woo-woo!
But now, the article also states that with regards to her criminal history in Minnesota, it also includes 10 convictions for misdemeanor theft, 2 for drug-related offenses, and 1 for drunken driving. This woman has some serious issues that need to be addressed. And, look, I hope that they get the help that they need.
There's a lot of rehabilitation that needs to be done for her. But I don't think, because this is a very destructive pattern of behavior for herself. And if she's not going to be around for her child, then the child needs to be removed, put into foster care or with a responsible relative somewhere. And she needs to go just isolate, get herself right, and then come back and then be a parent to this child. Because right now, as it stands, like, it's just one thing after another, and it just keeps adding and adding and adding. And you want to fix this before it gets to the point where it's too late.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, in studio, I referenced and mentioned him about 15 minutes ago. Look, this guy is multi-talented. He's Mr. Versatility. He can talk football. He can talk business. He can talk all things. He's going to talk about both football and an event that's coming up this Thursday, September the 25th. It's called the Aspire Tour. And joining us in studio, the great Pete Najarian. He joins us next here on The Lake Show. All right, welcome back to The Lake Show. We've got a very special guest joining us today in studio, someone you'll definitely want to hear from. He's a Minnesota Rays Hall of Fame Golden Gopher, a former Minnesota Viking, and a household name in the world of finance and media. That will be none other than Pete Najarian joining us here on The Lake Show. Pete.
I'm with Lake, man.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Loving the Prince. Yeah. He requested Prince. He's like, hey, man, I'm a Central, hometown guy.
Central High, man.
At your liege, my sir.
Now, you guys actually went to school together?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Wonderful guy. All those guys. Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, all of them just fantastic people to this day. To this day, and really enjoy it. I enjoy the friendship, and they've done us so many favors over the years. They just, pop up somewhere and say, hey, you still live down here in Tampa? It's like, yep.
That's awesome, dude. That is
just
awesome.
Just go to a concert. Yeah, it's great.
That is awesome. All right, so in the second segment, we're going to talk football because I want to ask you about the Gophers. I also want to talk to you about the Vikings. But there's a very special event coming up here this Thursday, September the 25th. Mm-hmm. You're going to be taking the stage right here in St. Paul at the River Center for the Aspire Tour. Yeah. So talk about this incredible event. There's some big names along with yourself, A-Rod, David Goggins. Tell us a little bit about this.
It is a motivational thing. It's an everything, right? I mean, people trying to get whatever it is they're getting out of it, but an inspiration, hence the Aspire Tour. And it's really an amazing thing. We've been a part of it for a little while now, my wife and myself, and sat in on Sirius Radio out in L.A. not too long ago. But what they do and how they motivate people and how they lift them up, and people, when they walk away, they are equipped to try to get a little bit better. And if they stick to the discipline that it takes, and that's something I've talked about forever, is if you've got the discipline, you can get things done. You can reach a lot of those goals. Now, it's always good to put those goals way out there and really kind of keep on working towards it. But That's part of this whole thing, is they're equipping you to be able to do that. And they're people from all walks of life. And that's what makes it so interesting. They've got professional athletes. They've got all kinds of different people with different backgrounds. But, you know, Alex Rodriguez, I mean, you know, everybody knows who he is.
Yep.
And he's now a Minnesota kind of a guy, right?
Yep.
Part of the Timberwolves. So, you know, that's really cool. David Goggins is special. You know, he is an amazing public speaker like I have never seen. You see him on social media. He's even a little bit more different when you see him in person. And he's a special guy. And if you don't think that guy can motivate you, you're wrong. That guy is unreal.
You know, whether it's the football field or being on CNBC, the fact is that you built your career on discipline, being able to be adaptive, and just high performance. So when we talk about an event like this, you talk about like inspiring people and talking to people. It sounds like it's something for everyone, because everybody out there that wants to learn about leadership, what it takes to be an entrepreneur, it seems like it's a lot of things for everyone.
Yeah, it really is. And there's women out there that are outstanding, that get people motivated as well, doing different things, whether it's in the stock market or in their private life, all of that. It really is amazing. I mean, I'm so impressed. I've been a part of them, as I said, for about two or three different tours that they've done already. And I'm just amazed. At the end, I'm kind of fatigued, but I'm so pumped up because, you know, we've gotten so pumped up from some of these people that are up there talking. And as I said about David Goggins, just a special guy. You know, Robert Hershovic is also a guy who's phenomenal. He's part of that Shark Tank. And he's a great guy. He's a smart guy. He's worked himself into the position he is today, literally from nothing, and built himself up into a guy that, you know, is a name that people do know. They see him on TV, but a lot of people knew him before he even started Shark Tank. He's a special guy who knows how to do things in the business world as good as anybody.
This is super interesting. Go to the website aspiretour.com, aspiretour.com, because it looks like over 150 plus top level experts have taught at these events. Mm-hmm. They've had over 20,000 people attend events just this year alone, and over 110 plus hours of educational content delivered in 2025. So it runs quite the gamut. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about it being an all-day event, it truly is. It looks like it starts at 7:30 a.m. and goes all the way until 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah, it is. And they fill it up, man. It just keeps on going and going and going, and it's amazing. Everybody's a little bit different, but the approach is we're trying to get you to understand that nobody handed you anything. I mean, you know, that's really not what it's about. And if they did, you still had to work yourself to get to where you are at this point in time. And, you know, that's one of the things that's most impressive to me is a guy like David Meltzer, who's one of the folks who is really deep and has been a part of this for a really long time. But his business partner for a long time was Lee Steinberg, the agent.
Yep.
And those guys worked together. And, you know, anybody who's seen some of they actually have a movie about these guys, Show Me the Money and all the rest of it. But David's a special guy. Really, he is so in. He is totally enveloped into this thing. And just a special guy who does so much with the wealth that he's developed over all these years. He's a co-founder of Sports One Marketing. Just a great guy. And I say that about all the people that I've met so far. Everybody I've met, they've been wonderful. They've been smiling. They've been pressing the palm. They've been doing everything, hugging everything. They really do believe in everything they're saying. They don't just say it. They live it.
You are among some outstanding speakers.
Yeah.
Because when I look at this list, and they have on the website the current and past speakers, and you see Mark Cuban, who I have a lot of respect for.
Yeah.
You mentioned David Goggins is going to be there. They've had Martha Stewart, Damon John, who created the clothing
Fubu
line. Yeah, Fubu. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yep.
Shaq
is the best, man. I've gotten to know Shaq.
Really?
Not in a really close way, but you know, he's just a great guy, and I've been around him a little bit here and there, and he always looks at me and he goes, "You're the one I listen to, you, Pete."
Well, I was going to ask you, what is it like for you to be a part of this? Because it's one thing for like the, you know, the people out there listening, they'll show up and they'll want to get the information and hear your story and hear from everybody else, but like, as you as a speaker, but also you're listening to everybody too.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, and taking it all in.
Yeah.
You know, like I say, David Goggins, I don't want to overplay it or whatever, but, you know, he's just such a special guy. If you know his background, you know where he was and the the pictures that you can still see to this day of what his physique looked at one point in time before he decided to go into the whole Navy SEAL thing and do that. And he's a special guy. You know, he is more into what he wants to do than anybody I have ever seen. And if he has a goal, he's going to get to that goal. He's going to do whatever it takes. And I think it's a great role model. You know, it's one of those things where when you're listening to a lot of these people, you know, some of them, you know, that it sounds great, but did they really have to, were they struggling? Did they ever have a situation where the things weren't all that great? And David certainly did. But man, he has ripped himself up from down there up to the, he's up in the bleachers doing a great job, man. He's just fantastic.
Now, when you think about like where you're at in terms of everything that you've accomplished both on the field and off the field, is there something that Pete Najarian hasn't done quite yet that he wants to do? That makes me so curious, man, because it seems like almost everything that you touch turns to gold. But with individuals like that, yeah, and you talk about being a high-level performer, there's always something else you want
to do. There's always something else you're looking for. You know, I have a certain few passions. I've been lucky enough in life, though, already where, you know, I was doing color commentary work with ESPN, and you and I were talking about that a little while earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But that was so fun. I absolutely loved it. You know, during the week, I was doing CNBC, and I was doing all the financial stuff. Saturday, I'd fly wherever in the country. Matter of fact, I was one of the first guys to see and kind of uncover the fact that there's a guy named Josh Allen out there in Wyoming who's pretty damn good quarterback.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of thing. So I really enjoyed that. But I would say if there's one goal out there, and it's an extreme goal, I would love to have the ability to be a part of an ownership of a team. Not that I need to be able to or can be a part of, you know, be just me, but I think that would be great. I fully back Tom Brady and what he's doing with the Raiders and all the rest of that, and there are other guys out there doing the same thing. It's just amazing. I mean, if you consider where did they start from and where did they get to now, but it's a lot of work, you know, whoever it is. When you look at Michael, you know, there's only one Michael Jordan, right?
Yep.
And there's nobody really like him. And I'm one of those guys who he is the number one for me. Kobe's somewhere not too far behind him, but I think they stand out above everybody else.
Well, I'm going to tell you who was super impressive to me. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to him or seen him in, oh gosh, it was like 15 years ago in L.A. But in St. Paul at the River Center, about 16, 17 years ago, Best Buy brought in Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got the opportunity to introduce Magic Johnson in front of all of these small business individuals, whatever, in the room that day, at the event, and I was blown away by his stories.
Yeah.
And he talked about how he had a connection with Starbucks, and he's talking about, you know, investing money. He had the movie theater franchise and stuff like that, and to be able to pick his brain a little bit. And so it was funny because I told him at that time, that year, I was going to the NBA All-Star Game, which is going to be in L.A., and he says, hey, if you're out this way, you know, try to, you know, get in touch with me or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Well, lo and behold, I'm out there, and I'm with my buddy, Joe Gallagher from here, and his company put on the actual All-Star events.
Oh.
And we were hanging out the entire weekend with Ernie Banks. And so here we are. We're walking in. It's me and Joe, Ernie Banks, and Ernie Banks' wife, Liz. And who do we see on the red carpet? We see Magic Johnson. And Magic Johnson sees Ernie Banks. And he's like, Ernie Banks, let's play two. And then he looks and he stares at me. He's like, and my man from Minnesota. He had a great memory, right? So my point is that, like, that at events like this, you get great information.
Yeah.
For me to be able to sit in the room and hear him tell the stories about what he got out of sitting down with, it was it Howard Schultz or whatever from Starbucks, whatever, and learn about the business savvy of these type of people, it'll take you a long way.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's special.
Yeah.
He was a special player. I remember when he was at Michigan State coming here to Minnesota. This is when Minnesota's basketball was really outstanding.
Really, really good, yeah.
And I just loved it. My dad and I, we didn't miss a game, man. We would be up there. We were right behind the bench. Basically, Dad's talking to the players as they're playing the game, telling them what to do.
Yeah.
The head coaches, whoever it was, they just look at Dad and go, it's okay, Doc. Yeah, whatever you want to say, man.
Just have at it.
But you know, he was a special guy, Pops. But I'll tell you what, yeah, Magic was so much fun to watch, and he was unbelievable. And you know, when you think about it, how many guards out there are 6'9"? Even today, you know, a guy like him. And, you know, Larry Bird, also special. But like I say, I look at Michael and I look at Kobe and I just think, you know, these guys, they worked so hard to be able to be who they are. And I'm not saying those other guys didn't work hard.
Yep.
I don't know that anybody worked any harder than Michael or Kobe, though. And that's what makes those guys so special. They didn't take games off. They just played basketball and knew people wanted to see them. You know, somebody comes, you know, to where the Timberwolves are, they want the starting lineup. They don't want some guy sitting off to the side and waiting, oh, I'm going to sit this game out. That never even came into their mind. So that's why I like them so much.
Yep. Pete Najarian joining us in studio talking about the Aspire Tour coming up this Thursday. Make sure you go to the website, aspiretour.com. It's going to go from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can register and sign up right there on the website. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk some football with Pete.
Yeah.
He's going to continue to join us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Another segment with Pete Najarian.
Another Prince song.
I know, right? Another, hey, we can never get enough Prince. Pop Life, baby. All right, I told Pete this the deal. He's got to talk some football with us.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, right? And we'll start with the Golden Gophers, who will be back in action this coming Saturday against Rutgers. 11 a.m. kickoff. The Gophers are 2-1. I'm not here to throw any shade at P.J. Fleck and the crew. Go Gophers. Sky Uma. But I did predict that they were going to have a tough game against Cal. And mm-hmm. I saw that one coming, and this is the reason why. And I said this to Michael Randolph in the Star Tribune.
Yeah.
After the Buffalo game, that weekend, I watched Cal, because that was week one, play Oregon State. Oregon State's nothing.
Right.
They're not good.
They're not.
But I saw the quarterback for Cal. The young kid has got some promise.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some potential. And I said, I think that this is going to be difficult. And it was a defensive struggle in that opening game against Buffalo. And I felt like, I was like, Lindsey's good. He's showing us something.
Yep.
But I'm not sure if that's going to pop on the road at Cal. They didn't lose the game because of Lindsey.
No.
I thought he played well. He had some moments. There were way too many mistakes, though.
Yes.
Especially in the, I love Coy, but
my favorite player.
Yeah, he's my favorite player.
But you're right. That special teams fumble hurt.
Yeah.
And I know he would agree with us. I mean, this was his worst game, I would say.
Yep.
And he's only played 13 or whatever it is.
Yep.
But, you know, he played last year and this year. The kid is a special player.
He is special.
I put him up there in that. I know this will sound crazy, but I put him in that Travis Hunter sort of world where
that can do multiple things.
He can do it all.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's just amazing. I had my wife down there. We were on the sideline. And we were walking around, and I said to her, I go, keep an eye on this kid. This kid is special. He's really fun to watch. He's just a great athlete. And I said, you know what? He's an All-American. He will be an amazing kid at the next level. And it's not that far away. Unfortunately, I must have jinxed him. Because, I mean, one of the things that he did that really was disturbing, and he's a smart guy, but he was doing a punt return. He had a fair catch on the one.
I saw that too.
You can't do that.
You got to let it go.
He just, it just wasn't his day.
It wasn't.
I don't know what happened to him, but it wasn't his day. The Cal quarterback,
he's good.
To your point, he's a big old lefty, and he looked great.
Yep.
He burnt us up a little bit. Brockington played really, really well for us, though.
He played great.
Receiver. Yeah. And I like the look on Lindsey. I think he looks like he's been there. And so I think he's a special player and will be much better as time goes on. But The defense just gave up too much. Cal was able to move the ball a little bit better, especially in the second half.
Yep.
And I think that's where they won the football game. And unfortunately for our Gophers, they just weren't there. By the way, you know we're playing against Cali McManus when we play
Rutgers. I know.
That's going to be something, right?
That's going to be interesting. Yeah. That's going to be super interesting. Are you going to go to the game on Saturday?
I'd love to say yes, but I'm not sure I'm going to be in town. I've had more time. Oh, man. I was out at that Cal game. And let me tell you, it was so special. That place, my dad played there, played in the Rose Bowl. My
uncle played there. Family ties, yeah.
They're all Cal guys, you know. And my brother Paul was an All-American out there with Ron Rivera. So, you know, I was a little bit torn, I got to admit to you. You know, it's just one of those things because so many of my family members played there.
Yep.
And I, last minute, decided to go to the University of Minnesota because Dad basically said, I can't see enough games if you're out there on the West Coast. So, yeah. Golden Gophers.
This is a big one, though, because after Rutgers, you face Ohio State at Ohio State.
They look good.
Then after that, you face Purdue. That's winnable here. Yep. Nebraska's getting better. You're at Iowa, where you typically don't have a whole lot of success. So this is a big time game to set.
It is. They need to get it on a little bit of a roll, and hopefully they can. But you know, Rutgers started off okay, so it's not like this is just a slam dunk, and we're going to go in there and go, oh, okay, it's just Rutgers. We're going to run all over them. No, they're a good football team, well coached football team. So that's going to be a tough one.
This can be a big game this weekend for the Minnesota Vikings, too.
Yes.
They're going to be in Dublin. They're facing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I said earlier today with Ahmad Hicks on the Fox 9 podcast that we do every week, this, to me, is the week in which we figure out how good the Vikings potentially could be and how good Pittsburgh is. Because it was disappointing to see what happened against Atlanta at US Bank Stadium.
Yep.
But then you bounce back, and I know it's backup quarterbacks and all this stuff, but you didn't give Cincinnati a chance at all.
Right.
Now people are trying to wonder and trying to figure out, is Pittsburgh any good? Hmm. And I think that people are kind of wondering and questioning that about the Vikings too. Number one, what do you make of Carson Wentz and also the day that Isaiah Rodgers had defensively?
Unbelievable. There's really no other word to describe what he was able to accomplish. I mean, when you look at how many touchdowns, it's just crazy. But that's one of those dream games that somebody can have. Carson Wentz, you know what? I think people gave up on him way too early. And the guy started off pretty decent, and then he got even better. And then all of a sudden, he just sort of faded away. We all kind of lost Carson Wentz. But he did a great job. You know, that game before, though, against Atlanta, what bothers me sometimes about our defense, we can't stop the run.
Yeah.
So if you are willing to keep on running the football and lining up the big fellas up front, I think that's a huge weakness against the Vikings. So,
but I also think that Van Ginkle, we see how important he is. Getting him back is everything. And then we get back Harrison Smith, too.
He's special. And Harrison the Hitman, let me tell you, he's as good as it gets out there. There's absolutely no doubt about that. He's a special guy. I've gotten to know him since he came up here to Minnesota. And just, man. Is he one of the best safeties ever, you know,
he's a Hall of Famer.
Play? Yeah, I think he's very close. If he's not, he deserves to be.
I think it's a slam dunk.
It should be.
I think, he is that legit.
Yep.
He's really, really good.
Yeah,
now, the one thing that concerns me a little bit at times has been our offensive line.
Yeah.
They looked different yesterday. Christian Darrisaw, getting him back. Clearly, we know he's elite. He's one of the top tackles in the business. But did you hear the news that Donovan Jackson is going to be out with the wrist surgery, you know, at least a couple of weeks?
Yeah, that's not good. We need those guys. We need all those guys. And I think it's going to be interesting, though. Aaron Rodgers is a pretty special guy. He knows the Vikings pretty well. So that's going to make this a pretty decent game. And I'll tell you what, Pittsburgh's got a lot of pieces to the puzzle. They don't have all of them, I don't think, but they got plenty. But
and they got Mike T.
Yeah, and that AFC is they're good. I mean, everywhere you look at Buffalo, you look at Baltimore, you look at, you know, all these, except for Miami. I can't figure out why they're as bad as they are, but I think that coach has got to, the clock is ticking.
No,
right
now. I think he's done for.
I think so too.
I think, unfortunately, he is done for.
Yeah.
A quick reminder, people, this Thursday, Aspire Tour, coming up here this Thursday, and it's at the River Center, right?
Yep.
At the River Center, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Go to aspiretour.com. That is the website. Please reserve your seat right now.
And if you click PETE on there, you get a little discount, too.
I didn't know that.
No, I'm just letting you know, man.
Get that discount, man. In this economy, we need the help. Pete's giving you the oop. Pete, man, love you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it. All right, coming up next, what do we got? Uh-oh, he's back. Jimmy Kimmel returns tomorrow night. We dive into that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.